Introduction to the How It Works program of recovery. If you have the disease called alcoholism, it demands to be treated daily. Treating alcoholism with addictions and resentments has increasingly harmful and even fatal side effects. Treating alcoholism with a spiritual answer has only positive and healthy side effects. The How It Works group program of recovery is the result of years of helping those who suffer from the disease of alcoholism. All are welcome that are afflicted by alcoholism. That is everyone. Let everyone decide for himself or herself if they want to be here. On page 263 in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can read about the Oxford group and the original six tenets that the 12 steps of AA originated from. The Oxford group explains that the first step of the program is the deflation of ego. This is the experience of the How It Works group, that the ego is the last to go and the first to come back. In the foreword to the second edition, the Oxford group's 75% recovery rate is explained by stating that of alcoholics who came to AA and really tried, 50% got sober at once and remained that way. 25% sobered up after some relapses, and among the remainder, those who stayed on with AA showed improvement. How It Works believes that if our program is followed the way it is designed, it will provide a 100% recovery rate, a guaranteed answer for all those who suffer from alcoholism. The How It Works group program presents the 12 steps in a most unique and effective manner, designed to provide newcomers with the tools needed to immediately stop the destructive effects of our thoughts and actions. This will then allow the alcoholic time and clarity to complete the 12 steps required to produce the psychic change for long-term recovery. Jails, hospitals, and mental wards are full of people who suffer from this abnormal state of mind and body. The divorce rate is climbing, and homelessness is at an all-time high. People with long-term sobriety without a solid answer of recovery are turning to suicide as the only way to treat their mental illness. Sober. It is apparent that drugs and alcohol are not the problem. They were the answer to treating this abnormal mind. The problem is our thinking, a mental illness called alcoholism. The How It Works group program of recovery is designed to help you, through the process of the steps, experience the deflation of ego, and give you the tools to stop reacting poorly to life so you can be of real service to those around you. First, we will present the concept of playing dead. This concept is single-handedly the most effective way to stop from creating more destruction and harm. This concept will help you to stop reacting to everything that goes through your mind, whether it be fancied or real. Next, we will start the steps with steps 10 and 11. Step 10 is a tool you can use immediately to clean up any situation you create during the day, on the spot, so that there is less to clean up later. When we are wrong, promptly admitted it and straightened it out. Step 11 will provide you a morning meditation to set the tone for your day and an evening meditation so you can get things straightened out prior to ending your day. Again, we are trying to prevent another past from being created. These are action steps, so take action. Remember, we do this every day. After the completion of this introduction, you will be given a set of readings from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in preparation for each step. As we go through each step, please note that step 1 is the result of the deflation of ego. Ego is the last to go and the first to come back. Step 5 will be completed with a qualified person. The book recommends a priest, minister, or rabbi. Step 9. Our experienced group members will provide suggestions and assistance with this step. It is important to get guidance here, as we do not want to continue to harm others or ourselves while trying to complete this process. Steps 10 and 11 will be done every day, as these are daily action steps. This process is to be continued. While the steps can be completed, the treatment for the disease of alcoholism will never be completed. Step 12. Unlike the early days of Alcoholics Anonymous, 12-step calls nowadays are rare. With the growth and availability of meetings everywhere, 12-step work is now done in meetings and support of the meetings by attendance and contribution to the Seventh Tradition Basket. It's vital for the program's success. Being born with this disease of alcoholism is not your fault. However, you are responsible for treating it. Playing dead. The term or principle, play dead, has become a vital part of How It Works Group's members' program of recovery from alcoholism, and we must play dead to recover from an abnormal mind and body that constantly looks for the negative and makes everything about us. The Big Book states very clearly that resentments are the number one offender and kill more alcoholics than anything else. When playing dead, we have no resentments. Just ask yourself, how would the world get along if you weren't in it? If we are truly honest about the wreckage of our alcoholic past, the answer is, not bad. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, most everyone would be better off. From this realization, we must start approaching life and its problems by giving rather than taking. We ask ourselves, how can I be of help here, rather than what can I get? By playing dead, we don't take anything personally. After all, you wouldn't take anything personally if you were dead, would you? We bring this attitude into our homes, work, and social life. Addictions and resentments go away temporarily, but the abnormal state of mind and body is permanent, so we need a permanent answer to treat this permanent illness. Playing dead helps you respond to life with the principles of patience, tolerance, consideration, respect, kindness, and love. We become a listener when playing dead, and we will see a much clearer reality without being blinded by judgment or prejudice with our eyes closed and our minds open. Your learning is a lifelong journey, and of course, this includes learning to play dead. This is done one day at a time and includes attending meetings and studying the Big Book. By committing to playing dead, you will find a power that will not only help you overcome alcoholism, but will induce the spiritual awakening promised in Step 12. The personality change brought about by playing dead will be immediately apparent to those around you, and you will be uniquely helpful to your family, your friends, and other alcoholics in need of the solution you have. Step 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 1. We have entered the world of the Spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. 2. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. Love and tolerance of others is our code. 3. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve Thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. 4. If we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. To some extent, we have become God-conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. But we must go further, and that means more action. Continue to take personal inventory many times each day, and to set right any new mistakes as we go along, pages 84 to 85. Step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Better men than we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day, page 86. Remember, we read this every night. 1. Was I angry or resentful today? 2. Was I selfish today? 3. Was I dishonest today? 4. Was I afraid today? 5. Do I owe an apology today? 6. Was I kind and loving toward all today? 7. Have I kept something to myself that should be discussed with another person at once? 8. Was I thinking of myself most of the time? Or was I thinking of what I could do for others, of what I could pack into the stream of life today? 9. Did I drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflections of the past today? 10. After making a review, have I asked God's forgiveness? 11. Have I inquired what corrective measures should be taken? On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day, pages 86 through 88. Remember, we read this every morning. 1. We ask God to direct my thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. 2. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. 3. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. 4. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." It works. It really does. We alcoholics are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in the simple way we have just outlined. But this is not all. There is action, and more action. Faith without works is dead. The next chapter, Chapter 7, Working with Others, pages 89 to 103, is entirely devoted to Step 12. Homework. Reread what we have just read. Read the preface and the four forewords. Read pages 86, 87, and 88 every morning and night. And do what it says.